Another Venezuelan in exile who's drawing attention to political prisoners back home is cartoonist Rima Suprani. The World's Carol Hills has more.
As a child, Rima Suprani used to draw all over the walls of her home in Caracas.
Fue mi primera forma de expresión de niña.
I started drawing when I was a little girl. I think that was the way I was expressing myself. I was a shy girl and I didn't talk much, so I would just observe and draw, paint the walls.
Eventually, her mother cut a deal with her. Pick one wall and you can draw on that, but only that. At university, she studied journalism, but then got the bug to be a political cartoonist.
Y así pude ir desarrollando esas dos vertientes. Creo que lo que me gusta de los dibujos políticos.
I think that what really draws me to being a good cartoonist is that it's like a game. You have to find out what's hidden and be able to reveal it and be able to show it to the world in a cartoon. It's fascinating.
Rima Suprani has been working steadily since college. She's in her 40s now, and for nearly two decades, she was a cartoonist at El Universal, a leading Venezuelan newspaper. Suprani is known as a tough but original and nuanced cartoonist. Over the years, she didn't hesitate to criticize President Hugo Chavez, the father of the left-wing populist movement known as Chavismo. So when Chavez died in 2013 and was replaced by his hand-picked successor, Nicolas Maduro, Suprani was tough on him, too, especially as the economy went into freefall. Alfredo Romero is a human rights lawyer in Caracas and a huge fan of Rima Suprani.
She's not just a cartoonist. She's more someone that interprets the moment and uses the cartoons with her message. I mean, it's something incredible. Whatever she said in her cartoons are very effective. I mean, she represents the right moment, the right time, and the right message.
But in 2014, her newspaper changed hands. Its new owners were Maduro supporters, and just around the same time, Suprani happened to publish a negative cartoon about the late Hugo Chavez. It showed a flatline cardiogram with Chavez's signature, suggesting that Venezuela's failing economy could be blamed on the former president. To the new owners of her newspaper, criticizing their hero was heresy. So they fired Suprani. Venezuelan journalist Cesar Miguel Rondon says the Maduro government has no regard for freedom of the press. He calls them street punks.
They behave like punks on a corner in the street. You don't have the rule of law here. Every single day it's more openly the exercise of a dictatorship instead of a democracy. So we don't like Rima. Rima, you should go out. That's as simple as that.
But it didn't end there. Suprani started getting death threats. She was attacked online. She got comments like, why don't you go find a man? Or, you're a prostitute, you're a lesbian.
Amenaza de mi integridad como mujer, como ser humano.
They were really attacking my integrity as a woman, as a human being. I was getting all kinds of calls, being insulted, and not just because of my work.
Since 2007, supporters of the Chavez and Maduro governments have been buying up the independent news media in Venezuela, which has had the effect of silencing the opposition. Maduro has a weekly television program and used that platform to denounce Suprani. So does his right-hand man, Diosdado Cabello. He's Venezuela's National Assembly chief and functions as the attack dog for Maduro.
Algunas personas, familiares.
This is Cabello's weekly show. It's called Con el Mazo Dando, which means hitting with the sledgehammer. Cabello uses the program to cheerlead for Chavismo and denounce perceived opponents of the Maduro government. On this program, he's denouncing human rights lawyer Alfredo Romero and accusing the relatives of detainees of being human rights abusers themselves. He's also used his program to denounce Rima Suprani. The Inter-American Commission on Human Rights has called Cabello's show a form of intimidation, and Amnesty International has denounced Cabello for regularly revealing the travel details of human rights lawyers like Alfredo Romero.
If I travel out of Venezuela, he mentioned when I'm taking this plane, at what time, and where I go, and whenever I come back, he says exactly the time that I got into the airport, the time that I get into Venezuela through the customs and all these kind of things.
Romero says his name has been mentioned by Cabello and Maduro on state TV more than 80 times over the past 2 years. But for Rima Suprani, the pressure and threats became too much. She moved to Miami 11 months ago.
En realidad, emocionalmente no nunca me quise ir de Venezuela.
Emotionally speaking, I never wanted to leave Venezuela, but it became such a risk that I couldn't live there. It sort of paralyzed me. And now I feel like I'm in a place where I can look at everything from a distance, and I can be more useful, because my creativity can flow without worrying.
Journalist César Miguel Rondón says the government's suppression of Soprani worked. Her cartoons used to be a must-see daily event in Venezuela. She had the attention of the whole country. Now she's limited to social media. From exile, Soprani continues to draw about the political repression back home. One of her current projects is calling attention to the political prisoners being held in Venezuelan jails. She's drawing their pictures and telling their stories. For The World, I'm Carol Hills.
You can see some of Rima Soprani's cartoons, including her drawings of political prisoners, at PRI.org.